This fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at minkycouture.com.
There was a time where I had a dream, and the dream was that I had just gotten a great part in a movie, mm-hmm. and I had to gain weight for the movie.
Oh, yeah.
When else in your life do you have to gain weight? I know some people, that's a real thing, and it's a real challenge, and they're underweight, and the way their body, you know, metabolism, whatever.
Sure.
But for me, who had always been heavy her whole life, the idea of you have to gain weight for a specific reason in a certain amount of time always intrigued me.
Well, I told you, like, this is how you get the Oscar, right? You do the body transformation thing. Charlize Theron left off the makeup, got a little crazy, gained some weight for Monster. You know, with the guy actors, it's always how much weight can they lose? Or Brendan Fraser gained all that weight for The Whale. So, yeah, I mean, body transformation, it's a thing.
Sydney Sweeney had to gain 30 pounds for her new movie, Christy, where she plays a female boxer.
Yeah, the coal miner's daughter. Come on, not just any boxer. Christy Martin, thank you.
Okay, and she had gained 30 pounds in 3 weeks. So when they asked her how she did it, she ate a lot of jelly and milkshakes and Chick-fil-A.
Okay.
That was how. And I thought to myself, that milkshake and Chick-fil-A sounds unbelievable.
So good.
Yes.
So good. I could gain 30 pounds seriously by just going back to eating everything I was eating 5 weeks ago.
Yeah, no kidding. She said a lot of peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. Speaking of peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, aren't you banned from peanut butter now?
It was the number one thing. My doctor gave me a list of all the stuff that I should and should not be eating right now for my liver and overall health. Mm-hmm. And the number one thing on there was Skippy chunky peanut butter because literally, every time I would walk by the pantry, if there was no witnesses, I would open up that jar and take a spoonful of it.
It's probably 200 calories a pop.
Easily. And yeah. If I went back for two or three spoonfuls, I mean, think about that. Every day, all day, the saturated fats and everything in there too. Like, I could just eat that jar and I'd be right back where I was. Have a couple Coca-Colas and it's over for me.
You know, that's the thing that's not fair. Raven has recently lost 20 pounds and he
maybe
did
a couple more.
Maybe even a couple more.
Uh-huh.
And it's because he had to change his diet. Literally just got rid of alcohol and peanut butter for the most part.
It's not just that. It is a long list of things I got rid of. I got rid of butter. I got rid of cream cheese. I got rid of anything like that. Sour cream, anything like that.
Lost all that weight in a short period of time.
No bread, basically. Mm-hmm.
I was diagnosed a year ago with celiac disease and a bunch of other allergies. So I can't have carbs, dairy, or any sucrose or fructose, which is sugar and fruit. It took me a year and a half to lose 12 pounds.
Yeah, it did.
But if I could go back, if somebody said to me, and I've got this role for you in this movie, and I just need you to gain 30 pounds, right off the bat, first thing I'm doing, I'm eating an entire large Sicilian pizza pie.
Oh, gosh.
First thing. And I'm going to eat one of those every day for the rest of my life for as long as you need me to gain that weight.
You know what's crazy? I haven't eaten like anything fatty or cholesterol in like, 5 weeks or whatever. I had a couple friends come over on Friday and we had barbecue and some of it was chicken, which was fine. No effect on me whatsoever. But my friend also brought over a couple racks of ribs. I had half a rack of ribs. It was delicious. I felt it as it was going down.
Mm-hmm.
Like I felt my body changing. And within a half hour, I was kind of sick. Like I did not feel good.
If anybody wants to book me for a movie where I have to gain 30 pounds, hand me the contract for the movie and 12 bags of Cool Ranch Doritos just to get started. What do you do when your significant other is away for the weekend and you have the home all to yourself?
That's everything you want. The answer is easy, except for you have to actually still run the household, too.
Right. Raven was home alone this past weekend while his wife, Alicia, was off on a girls' trip.
Technically, she's not still back.
But we want to know, what does she think Raven's doing? Alicia.
Hello.
Hi, darling.
Hi.
How are you?
Wait a minute. Does he always call you darling, Alicia?
Sometimes.
That's a weird thing. We were just talking about what's like a pet name that you have for your significant other, and he said he only calls you babe, and then he called you darling.
I mean, pretty much.
Yeah, no, he calls me other things. We're not going to talk about that.
Oh.
Well, at times.
That's not nice.
Some good, some bad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How was Girls Weekend? Depends on the context.
Do you hear me? I have like half a voice.
Oh,
it was fabulous.
So fun. That sounds great.
It was amazing.
Are you excited to come home or are you not really?
I wish we had one more night for festivities, but yes, I'm excited to come home.
Okay, good. So as we were wondering, like, what did you think Raven does or what he did while you were gone this past weekend?
Well, I know he had a sleepover.
Yeah.
I mean, a sleepover to me actually says that people sleep in the same room and you have activities right until you go to bed. That's not really what happened. I mean, we had activities. Steve was half asleep on the deck watching football for the last quarter or so or whatever. And when it was over, we went inside and he promptly passed out on the couch. Not really a sleepover.
I have a question, Alicia. Raven ate a chicken. And do you think he took the skin off the chicken? Yes or no?
Absolutely not. Not if I wasn't home.
I did. I took the skin off the chicken, babe.
I don't know if I believe you.
I did. I took the skin off the chicken.
Well, I think, you know what? Maybe I do believe him this time, Anna, because the doctors threatened him. So maybe he did take the skin off the chicken.
Right. That's right. I did drink that Portuguese red blend wine, though.
No.
Where do you think he went?
Maybe to the store to get snacks.
I did do that.
He doesn't like to go anywhere. Simon. He likes to be home. So when I'm not forcing him to go somewhere, he's not going anywhere.
That's pretty true, actually. Got rid of the old oil. I recycled the oil.
Wow.
Yep.
Did you put the solar light up?
No. Nope.
Well, he didn't go to the backyard.
Oh, I did go to the backyard. I just didn't do that.
Mm.
Oh.
Made a mess.
It's funny you should say that. He said to me,
"Cleaned it up."
Yeah, he said to me, "If Alicia walked in the house right now, mm-hmm. what were your exact words?"
Well, if she walked into the house on Saturday, she'd be like, "What a slob." Here's the thing: so on Saturday, I also broke out my remote control truck and the drone, babe. I finally opened the drone, and if she had walked in, she would have been like, "What is this nonsense?"
You finally opened the drone without me home.
No. I didn't fly it. I opened it so that I could update it and charge it, which, by the way, I haven't done that yet. I just charged it.
What were you racing around the house that the dogs were chasing?
Oh, that was the remote control car.
Oh.
That's different.
Yeah. Did you know he also has a remote control car that he was playing with by himself as
a
grown man?
She got it for me.
Yeah, I had no idea this was going on.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's like a whole different world when you're not home, Alicia.
It is. It's also a whole different world for me when I'm not home.
Right. Right.
It's a lot less cleaning, I'm going to guess.
Right.
Well, no, not really. We got to clean up after ourselves here. Five women in one apartment. It gets messy.
Well, can't wait to see you today, babe.
Mm-hmm. You better have something special planned.
Okay, something special? Special.
Yeah, see, never, never, never in his life.
So romantic, Raven.
See you soon.
Introducing Macintosh. Does some things no other business computer has ever done before.
1984, Steve Jobs. He pulled the literal curtain on the first Macintosh computer at an Apple event, and the whole world changed.
Yeah.
Is it over now?
I mean, it's not like the sky cracked open that day. There was other things going on in computing at that point. But really, it was the beginning of innovation, and it kind of feels like that's been over for a while.
Well, they haven't figured out the next big thing yet. So historically, today is one of the biggest days of the year for innovation and technology. It's the big Apple event, and this is when they announce all the new things that are going to be rolling out over the course of the next few months.
Phones, watches, computer updates, service, browsers, all those different things. The glasses, anything you can imagine.
And there's been some moments in the past, and we're going to get to them, where they delivered. This day, they showed us things that were going to shape our future and change the way we live. And 100% they did that. The problem
is, Steve Jobs isn't here anymore.
It just doesn't seem to happen as frequently anymore. And a lot of times it's just updates and it's just a couple tweaks here and there. Like today, it's all about this iPhone 17 and they're putting all their eggs in the basket about this iPhone 17 Air. And it's just going to be a lot thinner. It's a little bit
more expensive, and the camera's supposedly better.
But the battery life is shorter because it's so thin, and it's like a peck of gum thin.
Let me ask you something. What is the last great thing that you feel like iPhone actually innovated on? Because it makes me sad. I got to tell you this. Like, there's not a single feature that isn't on Samsung. Like, the camera's worlds better. The foldable phone thing. Somebody else has been doing that for 5 years.
How do you know, Raven? You don't even have...
Remember we were in a meeting and a guy pulled one out and I was like, what is that?
Yeah, but we both have iPhones.
I know, because that's because my wife makes me get it.
Yeah, you know, it's so funny because the truth is that I remember a time in history where every year when the iPhone came out...
You would line up and get it.
I'd line up and I'd need it and I'd want it. And I was thinking about it. Driving into work today?
Yeah.
I don't even know what number I have.
This is an 11. When it hit 11, I was like, until they come out with something really great again, I was like, I'm stuck here. And guess what? It's going to be 17 and I still have this 11.
I think this is 13 or 14, but I have no clue. And I don't know. It's like, what else can they do to make these things better? And also, do you ever pick up your phone and think to yourself, this is too heavy? I never think that. Why do they have to make one that's so much lighter? You know.
Yeah. It wow me. That's all. I'm not saying that I don't want to be wowed. Just wow me again.
1984, Macintosh. That was huge. The iPod in 2001. Sure, that's old now. But remember, there's 1,000 songs in your pocket.
No,
that was huge.
That was big.
2007, the iPhone changed all our lives.
Yes.
Right?
100%.
The App Store came in 2008, where all of a sudden we had all these different apps available to us. That was a big deal.
Okay.
The iPad in 2010, yep.
To me, not that groundbreaking, but okay.
Apple Watch in 2014.
It's definitely just an accessory to me.
To you. I don't wear one, but I know very few people that don't wear one.
Okay.
Yeah. AirPods in 2016. Remember, we used to make fun of them. We used to say they look like toothbrushes coming out of your ears.
Yes.
Everybody wears AirPods now.
Yeah, I mean, but they didn't invent headphones. But okay.
But they changed everything. And then the Vision Pro in 2023, which I would argue had a lot of hype. It was too much money. I went and I tried it and I thought it was the coolest thing in the world. But there was no way. $3,500 for one of those. They priced everybody out of the market on those things.
You sound like a cheerleader right now. The truth is, again, wow me with the phone. Give me a big unveil with the phone. And if you don't,
it's not going to happen today.
Tomorrow. Right.
It's not.
Right.
Imagine if you got suspended from your job because you were talking smack about your coworkers.
Listen. Let's not act like it's the first time it ever happened in sports. People will get pushed off teams. People will get traded, all that stuff when it happens. Sometimes, you know, you're outspoken, you say stuff, and it blows up in your face.
WNBA Angel Reese, she was speaking to the Chicago Tribune, and she said,
I'm not settling for the same we did this year. We have to get good players. So it's going to be very, very important this offseason to make sure we attract the best of the best because we can't settle for what we have this year.
Then she threatened to quit.
Angel sounds like there's a frog in her throat.
No, that was a broadcaster that was reading her comments from the Chicago Tribune.
Okay.
Producer Julie Raven, she only was suspended for a half of a game, which I was like, what's the point?
It's like nothing.
For saying, like, I have terrible teammates, they all stink.
Now, she apologized and all that and said that, you know, it may have been taken out of context, but... Hey, listen, there's plenty of people that have been on teams before where the team isn't very good and they go, we need to be better and you should invest in this team and get people out there.
Yeah.
On the other hand, it's only your second year and to be saying that is kind of not great and not well received, and I understand.
Let's talk smack about each other and let's see if they suspend us.
I'm completely uncomfortable with this.
Why?
I've only been here a year. I still have to create a rapport.
You know what, Anna? Why don't you go first? And then that way I can respond in turn when I hear it is the level of which smack like talk that. You want to go ahead and speak.
Julie's the only person I know who can produce a radio show and an eye roll at the exact same time.
Oh,
this will make you feel better, Julie.
All right, what else?
Without Julie, this show would just be Raven reading horoscopes and telling you it's National Cheesecake Day.
I have never read a horoscope. Never read a horoscope before.
Raven's the only guy who can turn a 30-second story into a 10-minute TED talk about himself.
Okay. Right.
If you look up wrong but confident in the dictionary, it's Raven smiling.
Okay.
Wow.
Right. I mean, I feel like you've been waiting for this conversation your whole life all of a sudden here.
Raven's voice is so loud and Muppet-like, I'm pretty sure it qualifies as its own FCC violation.
All right. When are you going to stop? Is
honestly,
that enough?
All right.
She honestly, ready to go.
Raven is proof that charisma can get you out of knowing literally anything.
Listen to this nonsense.
What? I thought we were going to talk smack. We weren't doing that. Oh, we weren't doing that?
I mean, this was not my idea.
I'm going back to my first list after I filtered out those.
Okay. You have a first list? Go ahead. I'm going to go last because mine are very tame. I'm sorry.
Anna Grammer checks everything, but she did make a grammar mistake on a story post about 3 weeks ago about Taylor Swift, and I have it screenshotted, but I never sent it because I didn't want to be that person.
Oh! Keeping receipts!
No, you should know. You should always send that to me. I need those things.
We just want you to lay out there in the universe looking foolish. That's what we want.
Anna thinks that the printer's broken when you really just have to turn it on, and she asks me to fix it.
Wow.
It's out of toner! It's out of toner!
It is today. It is today.
Anna turns the lights on like it's never been bright in this room before, she says it's to make it warmer, but that has nothing to do with it.
Now I have to cross out. That's one of mine. I'm sorry.
All right, Raven, do you want to go?
I mean, mine are just pale in comparison. I'm so sorry. No. Julie, you can go ahead and do yours on me, too. It's fine. I'm already over here feeling wounded.
When I get to talk to the listeners on the phone, you speak over me on the intercom, so I can't hear what they're saying. That's so true. I have to listen to both of you at the same time.
That doesn't feel that bad.
That's not that bad.
That's accurate.
You asked me to go to Dunkin', like it's part of my job description, which I love to do. But I have your order memorized at this point.
Thank you.
That's all I have for you.
Oh, that's all you have for me? Everybody feels bad for me. Mine don't measure up. I'm sorry. Maybe I should have went first. All right. Anna, you must be blind because regular people don't require the brightest light settings first thing every single day or when it's bright sunshine outside.
I like light.
Julie, the first video you ever sent me, you were wearing the biggest glasses I've ever seen in my life. They were like for, you know, like a 90-year-old person. Yep. And in what world is taking the appliances and plumbing apart in your leased apartment normal? That's also for you, Julie. And again, back to your vision, Anna. Your parking and is the reason that license retesting should be a thing.
All right. Maybe you should work on those a little bit. That's all I have to say.
You know what? Mine were just nicer.
I'll go again later.
Sorry. Right. No, you won't.
What was the worst birthday you ever had? Mm. My husband... he's so selfless. He really is. He's a great guy. He's a great dad and he's a great husband. And I really wanted to do something special for him this past weekend for his birthday.
And it just didn't work out that way.
I just couldn't get it together. And just one thing after another. Last week he goes, let's go to a football game.
Okay.
And I was so excited that he had suggested anything because it's usually nothing. I don't want to do anything.
That's exciting for him, right?
Yeah.
And it's something that you can make happen.
So I kept looking at StubHub and monitoring ticket prices.
Yeah.
Raven, so it's Saturday night. His birthday was on Sunday. Mm-hmm. And it's like maybe like 2:00 in the afternoon on Saturday.
Yeah.
And I'm about to buy the tickets on StubHub. And I look and all of a sudden I realize, and I don't know when he told me that if he knew, it wasn't a home game. The team that he wanted to see was 7 states away.
Well, right.
And I was like, oh, wait a minute. We're not driving like 8 hours to go see this game.
I mean, of course not. He understands that there's a football schedule. You could have bought the tickets for another day and went to another one, just gave him the tickets on his birthday.
But now I had no plan for his real birthday. But then it gets worse. So okay. I make dinner reservations at this fancy steakhouse for, you know, us and our two daughters. Mm-hmm. And my little one, you know, she has a severe nut allergy. And in the bread basket, they didn't tell us, even though I disclosed it right away.
Yeah.
And she got violently ill and we had to go to the emergency room because she had a severe nut reaction. She went into anaphylactic shock.
Yeah, that's scary. I mean, listen, I've had a ton of terrible birthdays because of the timing of my birthday. It's December 29th. So there's often times where people don't want to go out. They don't want to do anything. This is a different scenario.
Right.
I've never ended up in the Well, let me think about that. I mean, I don't think I've ever ended up in the ER on my birthday.
So now we're in the emergency room, right? And it's late and, you know, we're watching TV. Dakota did the epi. They did the whole thing. And she's asleep. And it's 12:10. And I'm like half awake sitting in that uncomfortable chair.
Happy birthday, dear.
And he goes, happy birthday to me. It was so sad.
Yeah.
And then all day on Sunday, like, we didn't do anything because we were so tired. So I asked him.
Your birthday this year was not the best, huh?
It was fine.
Yeah, but, you know, we spent the night in the emergency room and we didn't really do anything fun yesterday because we were so tired. What was the worst birthday of your life?
I don't know. Maybe when I was in kindergarten for the first time and it was on my birthday.
Your first day of school was on your birthday?
Not only was this, when he says kindergarten the first time, it's because he had to repeat kindergarten, so he did it twice. Yes. Yeah, so then he,
wait a minute.
Don't ask. I don't know. I asked his mom when she was here.
He's such a smart guy.
It doesn't make any sense. It doesn't matter. It doesn't
it's
matter.
It's the weirdest thing ever. She just wanted daycare early, I guess. She was like, you know what? You're going to school.
I think so. But anyway.
Okay.
My first day of elementary school ever was on my birthday, yes.
And what happened?
I had to bring cupcakes in, and I didn't know if anybody would like me.
So you had to have a bunch of strangers sing happy birthday to you? Do you think they wanted to?
I think they wanted the cupcakes.
Right.
But they didn't want to be his friend.
They'll trade anything for the cupcakes.
He said they didn't want to be his friend. They just wanted the cupcakes on his birthday.
What a terrible memory for him to be holding on to all these. Like, I can't remember anything about kindergarten. I got to be honest. And I'm glad. I hope it wasn't traumatic like that.
We've been married 20 years. It was the first time I ever heard that story.
Oh, no.
Yeah. I was like, oh, it stuck with you. That's so terrible.
I would have asked him to try and forget that for his own good.
I don't know. What was the worst birthday you ever had? 1-800-330-9999. What was the worst birthday you ever had? And did it beat my poor husband? This past weekend was his birthday. I tried like to plan something for weeks, and then we end up spending the night in the emergency room with my six-year-old because she had an allergic nut reaction when we were out to dinner.
I mean, some things you can't account for. That is a bad set of circumstances. But, I mean, it would be right up there with an unpleasant birthday.
Right. 1-800-330-9999. Hey, Carol, what was the worst birthday you ever had?
So, first of all, we had to pack up and leave St. Martin, which was beautiful. And our flight was delayed, and we ended up getting stuck in Puerto Rico, which we weren't supposed to go there. And then I spent the entire day sitting on the floor of an airport.
Sleeping on the floor in an airport is not pleasant. I've only done it a couple times in my life. Neither of them were my birthday. It was a family vacation, though, so it was equally miserable, but... Traveling on your birthday, tough. I want to be wherever I'm going to be for my birthday.
Yeah, I don't want to be traveling on my birthday. That's a tough one.
Yeah, there's too many variables there.
Yeah.
How about you, Shay? Worst birthday ever. What happened?
My 30th birthday, I'll never forget. My boyfriend, we were long distance at the time, was supposed to come in and celebrate with me. Instead, I got a text message breaking up with me.
That's wrong. At 30 years old, like that, be a grown-up. You weren't dating an 18-year-old, were you?
No. Oh, no, but he was, mentally, he might have been 18.
That is right. Terrible. I mean, they're supposed to show up. Listen, when you're doing that thing where you just don't want to rip off the Band-Aid and you're scared to tell somebody else, like, I get that. I've been in that relationship. Heck, I've probably been the person on the other end of that relationship, so I understand. But waiting until their birthday to make it a threshold moment. But I'll tell you something. There's another day that's really bad for breakups. It's Valentine's Day.
Yeah, people get dumped all the time on Valentine's
Day. It happens, right? Because it brings things to a head.
It's the pressure of it all.
Yeah, that's terrible, though. Come on. I would have lied to you and been like, of course I love you, honey, and then broken up with you 3 days later.
But then you still got to get a gift.
Oh, no, I know.
He saved like $100.
Yeah, but it is what it is. You got to do that.
Mike, what was your worst birthday? What made it so bad?
I've only had one bad birthday. My birthday is August 26th. I was turning 19, and my grandfather passed away August 24th, and the wake was on my birthday, on August 26th.
Yeah, so that's rough.
That stinks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's terrible. Yep. And you know, it happens to a lot of people, right, where somebody passes on a significant date, whether it be a wedding or a birthday or whatever, and you'll forever remember that.
Yeah. Of course. And then it's awkward for you, Mike, because people are coming and they're like, happy birthday. We're sorry for your loss.
Right.
There's that, too.
How twisted.
Yep. Yeah, and my aunt, which is his daughter, her birthday is August 24th. So it sucks for both of us.
Right. Yeah, that was my father's birthday, too. Yeah, thanks for the call, Mike. Sorry that happened, man.
All right, guys.
Nick, worst birthday of your life. What happened?
Yeah, worst birthday, got to be 12 years old. We were having a pool party. I had all my friends there. And before the cake or the presents, I was the first person to jump in the pool. So I jumped off the diving board, but my leg hit a floaty ring, and I dislocated my knee before anything happened, and we had to cancel the whole party.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it was extremely embarrassing.
Terrible. I went to a birthday party one time, somebody else's birthday party, not mine, and I got stung by two or three wasps. They had a wasp up in their tree fort or whatever, and somebody clanked that thing without me knowing, and they came flying out, and I got one on each shoulder, I'll remember, one on the lower back, too.
That was the worst birthday party you ever went to.
Yeah, I was like 8 or 9. Nope, never wanted to go again.
Lunchbox affirmations. You know, as a parent, it's one thing to have to make and pack the lunchbox.
Yeah.
Which I do.
Of course.
Every single night.
I mean, that's enough pressure in itself.
It's the bane of my existence, honestly.
Okay.
But I added another layer to it that my daughter, who's now in second grade, my little one, has gotten very used to, is where I write affirmations and I draw pictures. And I went on Facebook and I liked all those pages that are like easy drawing. So I would have like...
so you'd have instruction. You have like cliff notes and cheat sheets.
Right. And it got to a point where
I mean, because she's not going to know the difference. Either way, it's a positive message.
Exactly. But right. I have to draw a giraffe now that like out of the number seven.
A little
seven.
More pressure.
Yeah.
Right.
But I was thinking about it as I'm writing the affirmations. I'm writing the same things all the time. You are a star.
Mm-hmm.
Have a fun day.
Okay.
You are my sunshine. And then I draw a sun. You see what I do there?
Yeah, I get it. Yeah.
Smart girl. And I'm like, these are weak.
I mean, they're all right. They're good. I mean, it's just if it's just on a rotator, you know, if you've only got like 5, 6, or 7, or 10 of them and you're just, you know, doing that every day.
Right.
That's a lot.
Then I thought about how entertaining it would be for me if you would just put the wrong answers of the affirmations.
Yeah, I mean,
things that you shouldn't write to your kids.
A certain kid could handle that. I don't know if 6 years old that feels appropriate, especially even if you explain that to them, but maybe 16 would be easier.
Wrong answers only. What are the affirmations that you should put in your children's lunchbox?
I've got a couple. Here we go. Hey, here's your lunch. Eat it because it's all downhill from here.
Okay.
There's that one.
Okay. Yeah.
Oftentimes, your best won't be good enough. How about that one?
Oftentimes, your best is not good enough, right? That's that's really,
This is a good one because Jaden's been watching nothing but Finding Nemo and Finding Dory over and over and over again. How about just stop swimming?
Just stop.
You know, remember those old like posters and like you'd go to your guidance counselor's office and there'd be like a cat hanging out for dear life like a kitten and it'd say, just hang in there. How about... just let go.
Let go.
Just let go.
Fall to the ground.
Yeah, stop hanging in there.
Also, where did all those pictures go? I'm assuming.
They got rid of them.
Yes.
I don't know.
We asked on our Facebook page last night, wrong answers only. What are the affirmations to put in your kid's lunchbox? Robert wrote, don't stop talking.
Oh.
Just keep going. Keep yapping your mouth.
That's a bad lesson.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Denise gave us two. If you think you can't, you're probably right.
Wow. Yeah, don't reach for the stars, right? You might hurt yourself, I guess.
This is my favorite one that she wrote. Try your best unless you don't feel like it. It's like the story of my life.
Then just pack it
it's
up.
It's like I really want to do good, but I kind of just don't feel like it
right
now.
Don't have the effort today, right? Yeah.
David wrote, don't listen to nobody. You're not security heavy.
Okay, I don't know what that means, but all right.
Yeah. 1-800-330-9999. Wrong answers only. What are the affirmations you should write and put into your child's lunchbox? The affirmations that you write and stick into your child's lunchbox. It could change their entire day. The trajectory of their life.
Yeah, that's how you make somebody a president or an astronaut or whatever it may be. The leaders of tomorrow, Anna.
I stress with this because not only do I hate packing the school lunch, but also for my second grader, she has become used to the post-its that say, you are a star. Have a fun day. You are my sunshine. You are smart.
Mm-hmm. And now you've run out of ideas.
Right. So we thought we'd have some fun with this. Wrong answers only. What should you write in your child's lunchbox? 1-800-330-9999. Jamie.
Hit them back.
Yep. Oh. Although my dad did tell me that.
I mean, right. If you're dealing with bullies, I mean, I remember being told that when I was younger. And if my kid was dealing with bullies, if they can't help the school, sooner or later, I'm going to tell them the same thing.
My dad always told me that you never hit first, but if they hit you, you hit them back.
That's right. Yeah. And you finish it. Tom, wrong affirmations only. What are you putting in the lunchbox?
If at first you don't succeed, give up.
Yep.
That's it.
Yep. Just pack it in.
Right. It's over.
That's what I say.
Mm-hmm. Go home.
You weren't meant to do this.
Mm-hmm.
What do you got? Wrong affirmations only, Cindy.
Okay. Just have fun because AI is taking over soon.
Oh, it's so true.
Right.
It's so true.
All the thinking and work will be over. You'll be out of your misery.
That's right. That's right.
Kevin, what's an affirmation that you should definitely put into your kid's lunchbox? Wrong answers only.
Cool kids vape.
Yeah.
Whoa.
That's
start right from the get. Oh, that's wow.
That is a terrible thing.
Oh man.
Well, congratulations. That is a wrong answer.
That is a terrible answer.
Emily, how about you? Wrong answers only. What affirmation should you put in your kid's lunchbox?
All right. When all else fails, just quit.
Don't even try.
Right.
Just give up. If something seems hard in class, just tell the teacher that you're going to put your head down and take a nap.
The world needs plenty of bartenders.
Jocelyn, wrong answers only. What is an affirmation you should write and put into your kid's lunchbox?
You're annoying, but we always love you at home.
Well, that's nice. Right. If it doesn't work out there at school, we'll still welcome you back, even though we don't particularly care for you.
I mean, you can think it, but you
can't. Wow. Revealing.
Chris, wrong answers only. What's an affirmation that you should write and put in your kid's lunchbox?
Eat your food and the kid next to you, too.
Well, you know, it's good if you're trying to grow a linebacker. It'd be good advice then at that point.
Do kids still swap lunches or steal other kids' lunches? That's not anymore, right?
I think trading happens. And I think that bullies will, you know, they'll mess with your lunch, right? They might take it or they might, you know, mash it or whatever. I think that could happen.
I hope not. I think we've evolved from that. I want to think that we've evolved from that. Let's leave it at that.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. Yeah.
They made me feel like I was safe, like I was on solid ground.
Dear Belly.
Oh, Belly. What is Belly going to do? This summer, I turn pretty. Everybody is watching it. That's not true. It's middle-aged moms and teens. The only person.
I have no idea what it is.
It's a young adult romance drama. It's based on the book series by Jenny Han, and it's been adapted into a popular TV show. Now, it's all about this love triangle. Belly and the brothers. Is she going to go for Team Conrad or Team Jeremiah? What team are you on?
I have no idea. I'm sure they're both nice enough.
But here's the crazy part. There's two episodes left, and it's not the same as the book.
Okay.
So you don't know what's actually going to happen or who she's going to choose or what goes on.
I mean, this reminds me of how caught up I was in Dawson's Creek. I don't know, you know, so. And I wasn't happy with the ending, but in the end, I kind of knew she was going to go with Pacey.
Oh, but maybe you know nothing about The Summer I Turned Pretty and you're not obsessed, even though they're having watch parties across the country. If you look back on your summer, now that we're past Labor Day, this was the summer you turned what? We sent producer Julie around the office.
This was the summer you turned what?
Into an adult.
Oh, why?
Because I just graduated college in May, so this is my first summer adulting.
How's it going?
It's a wake-up call.
I hate it.
Same.
Everybody hates it. Growing up stinks.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You got responsibilities. You got to wash the dishes. You got to pay all the bills. You get a paycheck and you're like, I'm going to do something awesome. No, you're not.
No, you're not.
No, you're not.
No.
This was the summer you turned what?
This was the summer I turned into an embarrassing mom, according to my 7-year-old. Yes. Yes, I was corrected on the nicknames I can call him in public, how I dress, just everything. When I can wear sunglasses. This was the summer I turned into an embarrassing mom.
That's a tough one.
That's earth shattering. What's the new commercial I saw where they give him the side hug? The mom gets the side hug from the kid. And I'm like, oh, that's a rough moment.
Yeah. When your child becomes too cool for you and you're not their coolest best friend anymore, it's sad.
You wonder if it's ever going to come back to that.
Yeah. And spoiler alert, it doesn't.
Oh, no, that's hurtful.
Well, maybe when I grow up. Now my mom is my best friend.
Yeah.
But not when I was 16.
Yeah, maybe when she's 30, your daughter.
This was the summer you turned what?
Confident.
Oh, why?
I think I learned how to be comfortable with being uncomfortable, and then confidence came with that as well.
That's a good one.
And it's good advice.
Yeah.
Learn to be comfortable with being uncomfortable. There's so much in life that can be learned in that.
I would say that for me, that was similar. This was the summer that I became confident myself. I think you always have a little bit of self-doubt on what you're doing.
The last 10 years we've been doing this, you have not been confident?
No, now I am.
I mean,
just in the last couple months, I figured it out.
Okay.
Yeah. I just fake it really well. It's called imposter syndrome.
All right. Yeah.
This summer was the summer you turned what?
Single.
Oh.
Yeah. So do whatever I want to do. No answering to anybody. No, just be single and have fun.
Single girl summer.
Or divorcee summer.
Nice.
I feel like that one's had like three single girl summers since I got here, though.
Every summer she has another single girl summer.
I don't want to be corrective, but I mean, okay.
I'm looking at our text line. Middle-aged mom here, Team Conrad. Okay, good.
Okay. Duly noted, Mom.
All right, this was the summer you turned what? 1-800-330-9999.
It made me feel like I was safe, like I was on solid ground.
Dear Belly.
One text message says Belly needs to date outside of one family because they're brothers, so, Jeremiah and Conrad.
Yeah, I mean, that would always be a good idea, right? You're not supposed to date people in the same family. I don't know how that comes about. But if everybody falls in love together and they're all in some small town where the options are limited.
There is an obsession with the summer I turned pretty, and we got two episodes left. But even if you know nothing about the show, now that the summer is behind us, this was the summer you turned what? 1-800-330-9999.
My grass green. I had a brown lawn dying, and I would have to cut it on a six blade because it just was all weeds and ugly. I put down some chicken litter, which smells terrible when you put it down, but it makes the soil perfect. And then you seed it, and that grass grew so beautiful. It's all smooth and nice, and yeah, my grass is green.
Gotta come over and take care of mine now.
Ever since we moved into our new home, our grass has been great, and I don't think my husband's ever been happier. Mm-hmm. It's so funny that it consumes so many people like that.
Listen, nobody likes to fail. Right? Nobody likes to keep trying something. And by the way, when you're working on your lawn, you're throwing money at it. So all the more reason that you're more hyped up about it. When I first brought the lawn guys out, because I did the same thing, I fought with my lawn for years. They were like, okay, this is what we're going to do. They were like, just so you know, it's going to take 2 to 3 years to straighten out. And they were right. I got other friends. They've just given up.
All right. Can we stop talking about grass now? Thanks, Mike. Christina, this was the summer you turned
into a pet parent.
Oh, well, did you adopt an animal?
I got a hamster, which I feel like I have to explain why I had a hamster in my 30s without a child to go with it. My nephew got two hamsters, and they had 20 babies.
Breeding hamsters?
Wait, what?
No. He got another hamster because he thought his hamster was lonely, and he didn't realize he had gotten a boy and a girl hamster.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they'd be having babies, yeah.
Yeah, so they can have babies every 2 weeks.
What?
And they can have litters of up to 20, like, little hamsters.
That is the craziest thing I ever heard. Wait a minute, every 2 weeks?
Yeah, every 2 weeks.
That is the nuttiest thing I ever heard in my life.
I'm now, of course, I'm Googling it, and it's amazing.
That is crazy.
How does our entire country not overrun with hamsters?
Right. Right. I think you just keep them separate.
Wait, when they ask how did it all end, we're going to say hamsters one day. But we should have seen it coming.
Thank God they don't have a longer lifespan or yeah, they'd be in charge.
Oh, my gosh.
The parents, they didn't want to just, you know, toss the hamsters, but, like, they had 22 hamsters. So I took the runt, Teddy. It was adorable, but I'd never had a hamster before, so I didn't realize that they're kind of a lot of work. Ah. Like, they're little Houdinis. Like, they are escape artists. So I would find him all over the place, and one time he was on top of my refrigerator running around. He had climbed up the back of the refrigerator and was on top of the refrigerator.
Okay.
Okay.
Hamsters can get pregnant again within 24 hours after giving birth.
I mean, seriously, hamsters. I mean, roll it back.
Relax.
Yeah.
Gosh.
That's not cool.
Get a room.
One couple.
It makes me furious. I don't get it.
This is what she wants to do.
One problem.
My daughter wants to do a spa weekend for her 16th birthday.
And I'm being deprived of going there because I'm a guy?
You decide the outcome.
All right, Gabby, you got to be happy to hear that, right?
Yeah, I mean, we can have a family dinner when we get back in town.
It's Couples Court on the Anna and Raven Show.
Every day a couple joins us. They let us know what their disagreement is about, and then it's up for you to decide who you think is right. Couples Court, sponsored by BetterHelp. BetterHelp makes it easy to match with a licensed therapist. Get 10% off your first month of online therapy at BetterHelp.com/Anna and Raven. Wanda and John. Wanda, what is going on? This isn't fair.
So my wonderful husband is a part of a softball league, and it's a lot of fun. Last year, one of the other wives, she joined the team, and I've just been watching and seeing how much fun she's having, and I want to join, too. I don't suck, so I won't embarrass him, but he doesn't want me to. He wants me to stay in the stands with the kids.
What's the deal here, John? Why are you telling her she can't join the team?
Because I don't want her to, you know,
make me look bad, to be quite frank. She played college softball, so her coming out and playing on my, you know, recreational league is going to make me look something like a peon.
Mm. You were a collegiate player, Wanda. So, yeah, I mean, obviously, the skill level is up there, but I got to imagine that there's other ringers in this league who played some sports up until college, right? Like, I mean, this could give you guys some nice firepower. John, would you feel differently if she was on a different team?
Yeah, I would feel even worse if she were on a different team. Imagine her hitting home runs against me. I pitch.
Right.
Okay. Could you imagine me coming home and her hitting home runs off of me?
So then why don't you just let her join? And it's like a big family thing. What's the problem?
Be on your team, right?
Yes.
Bring some strength.
It's not like she's the first woman to join. She just said that there's another wife on the team.
Yeah, but that's on another team. Like, she's in the league, but we're trying to really keep it. This team we have, we've built, like, a chemistry here, right? Like, we're winning, so it just makes more sense for us to keep this going.
They're telling dirty jokes, and there's camaraderie, Anna, and he doesn't want his wife to be too close to it. In the stands is good, but down here on the field, no good.
You know?
Well, I don't know if the voters are going to feel that.
I don't know
if they're going to vote that way to reflect that, but...
Yeah, and I mean, obviously, someone has to sit in the stands with the kids. I mean, they're running around, they're young kids, so, you know, let them, you know, stay with mom while dad's out there performing.
Mm.
Yeah. Well, I've already solved that problem. My mom can do it, and he loves my mom. I love my mom. The kids love my mom. Problem solved.
I think it's so fun. That sounds perfect.
Yeah, it sounds a lot like Wanda really wants to play.
Right.
I will say this, though. Sometimes, certain couples, you want an activity that is yours. And sometimes you want your partner there, and sometimes you don't, right? Sometimes you just need a little bit of space. But I don't know how voters tell her she can't play.
Right. Well, I mean, they can. They can say it's his league. He was there first. This is what he wants to do.
They could do that, I guess.
Okay. Whose side are you on? Would you let your wife join your softball league? She wouldn't be the first woman on it. 1-800-330-9999. All she wants to do is join his softball league.
Yeah.
Yeah. John is part of a softball league. Wanda used to play in college, is very good, and she wants to play too. And she wouldn't be the first wife to join the team. Last year, they had a wife join the team as well, and John is not on board.
It seems silly to me, right? Because, I mean, she's a good player, and you want to win. He's like, yeah, we're pretty serious. You know, there's definitely some ringers in this league. He's like, it's not crazy over the top, but, you know, it feels good. And I said, well, you know, if you don't want her on the team, why not just let her join another team? He's like, can you imagine her hitting home runs off me?
It's he doesn't want her to play because he wants this to be his thing, but he also doesn't want her to play anywhere else. She even talked to her mom about watching the kids so that they could go do it together.
Yeah.
What do you think? 1-800-330-9999. Verena, whose side are you on?
Oh, the wife, 100%. 1,000 if it existed. if the idea that he's worried about her showing him up is, I mean, she's already done it just with this call. I'm so like affected by this that I can barely speak. Not because I'm angry, just because I'm kind of flabbergasted that this is still happening.
Well, I think we got your vote, Verena.
Yeah.
Thanks for the call. Yeah. Have a great day.
What do you think? Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. All she wants to do is join his softball league. Wanda used to play in college, and she wouldn't be the first wife. A woman last year joined the team, too. But her husband, John, says no way. The couple's court verdict is powered by BetterHelp. BetterHelp makes it easy to match with a licensed therapist. Get 10% off your first month of online therapy at BETTERHELP.com/Anna and Raven.
I mean, he kind of said it without saying it, right? This softball rec league that John is in is kind of his thing. And while Wanda brings the kids and they cheer him on from the stands, that's the way he wants it to stay. Even though she says, I've got babysitting covered. My mom will watch the kids. She was a big time player. She could definitely help them do better. But he says, nope, I don't want to be shown up by my wife.
And he wants his own thing. Can he have that? What do you think? 1-800-330-9999. Jess, whose side are you on?
Oh, man. Team girl. Play. Yeah. I mean, especially she's an accomplished athlete.
Get over yourself.
Right.
Yeah.
100%. I mean, honestly, if she's already there at the games, it's one thing if you want a hobby that's basically to yourself so that you've got some time to escape. But, I mean, if she's there in the stands with the kids, what's the difference? What are we talking about?
Right. Have some fun. Cheer her on. I mean, I played softball. I was a pitcher. And my husband and his teammates used to beg me to play, but I didn't because I stuck at soap.
Right.
So I didn't want to play. But they all have fun with it. There's nobody's judging you based off of your wife.
Right.
What do you think about this, Stacey? Whose side are you on?
I'm on her side. It sounds like he isn't confident in his own abilities and worried about his wife showing him up. But she's a softball player. Let her play softball and get over it.
Thank you, Stacey.
Have a great day.
Girls are coming out today for you.
It's not a surprise here. Anna and Raven, who's this?
Oh, my God. This is Alicia.
All right, Alicia.
Very politically correct. I think Wanda is so adorable. She wants to have fun. She wants to be involved. She sees another wife doing it. And I think this guy's really just not even looking at how great it could be for their relationship, for the marriage. He's just like threatened that she could be athletically better than him. He needs to get over himself.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Wanda, the audience agreed with you today. If you want to play, John, let her play.
I mean,
yeah, her do.
I guess. I mean, again, she has the capabilities to help us win. So I guess so.
Well, that's it. No more locker room humor. That's it. It's out of the dugout, Anna Zapp. Unless they're both participating, Wanda. All right. Get ready. Time to bring the heat.
I'm ready. I got my glove on standby.
All right.
She sounds fired up. I love that.
I love it. Go have fun. All right. If you have a problem, too, send an email. couplescore@annonraven.com.
Can't beat Raven.
$5,600 is the jackpot for today's Can't Beat Raven. Christine, you ready to play?
Yes.
Let's
I
do
am.
It. Tell Raven to get on out of here.
Raven, get out of here.
Okay. $5,600, Christine. Here we go.
I like the energy that's coming from you. Christine, how confident are you in your pop culture trivia?
Unfortunately, not as confident as I was yesterday because I got a lot of them right yesterday.
All right. Well, I'm going to let you know right off the bat. Raven can't hear us. We're in a soundproof studio. These questions are difficult today because I got to find the stuff that he's not going to know. But you're going to have 3 seconds to answer each of these 5 questions. I'll bring him back in, ask him the same questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. Ties go to Raven. Are you ready to play?
Let's do this.
Number one, the woman who was on the Kiss Cam allegedly having an affair with her boss and then resigned from her HR position has officially filed for divorce from her husband. What concert were they at when it happened?
Oh, Trey.
Okay.
Oh, goodness.
Number two, a new mural by the famous elusive street artist responsible for Girl with Balloon and There Is Always Hope just showed up in London outside of a royal court. What mystery artist is the creator of it?
Oh, this is terrible. I have no idea.
Number three, Karen Fairchild, Jordan Davis, Dustin Lynch, and Brothers Osborne were named as guest mentors on Blake Shelton's new music competition show. What's the name of the show?
Nope, no idea.
Number four, during Oasis' 2025 reunion tour, which type of hat saw a massive surge in popularity among fans and merch and was even worn on stage by Liam Gallagher?
A derby.
Number five, Labubu is a worldwide phenomenon and popular collectible toy character created by artist Kasing Lung as part of his Monster series. They are sold by what Chinese toy company?
Oh, come on. I don't know. Funko?
Okay.
I have no idea.
Let me bring that back in. Let's go.
All right. What's going on?
Well, Christine didn't get any right.
Oh, well, talked a lot of smack, Christine. Let's say I do. Maybe they're really, really tough.
They are difficult.
Okay.
But number one's not. The woman who was seen on the Kiss Cam allegedly having an affair with her boss and then resigned from her HR position has officially filed for divorce from her husband.
Yeah.
What concert were they at when it happened?
Coldplay.
Coldplay is correct. And the husband has spoken and says that they were separated anyway. It didn't matter.
Yeah. It's all kind of messy because they talked to his ex, I heard, too. And she's like, oh, he would never care because he's all about money. Like, they don't seem to all be nice people.
Number two, a new mural by the famous elusive street artist responsible for Girl with Balloon and There's Always Hope just showed up in outside of a London royal court.
Okay.
What mystery artist is the creator of it?
I'll take a shot. Say Banksy.
It is Banksy.
Mm-hmm.
Number three, Karen Fairchild, Jordan Davis, Dustin Lynch, and Brothers Osborne were named as guest mentors on Blake Shelton's new music competition show.
Okay.
What's the name of that show?
I mean, so it's a new one. Isn't he going to be part of that show, The Road?
It is The Road.
Yeah, with Keith Urban. You get to open for Keith Urban.
Yep. Number four, during Oasis' 2025 reunion tour, what type of hat saw a massive surge in popularity among fans and merch and was even worn on stage by Liam?
What do they call that thing? Is it a boxer? It's like a beret. What do they call it? I'm just going to guess a boxer.
Bucket hat.
A bucket hat, okay.
Number five, Labubu is a popular collectible toy character created by artist Kasing Lung and part of the Monster series.
Yeah.
They are sold by what Chinese toy company?
I don't know any Chinese toy companies.
Pop Mart.
Yep, wouldn't know that.
They actually just opened one in a mall right next to me.
Well, that's great. I mean, seems like a great way to... How much are they?
They're not expensive. It's just when you can't find them, people are overpaying for them on eBay.
Right. Seems like a great way to go out of your mind, I guess.
Christine, he beat you 3-0 today. That's going to get you an Anne on Raven t-shirt.
Oh, that stinks, but thank you for the t-shirt.
Better luck next time.
Thank you.
$5,700 tomorrow, Anna.